the Rebel Alliance Briefing Room, please visit our website, https://rabr.kailejohansen.us. There you can find links to send us feedback, connect to us on social media, or instructions on how to load the podcast onto your device. I'm Kyle John Johansson. This is Andrew Scott Sutton and Rick Ross Bosley. It's time to talk Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars. Obi-Wan Kenobi, Episode 2. Hold on, I'm gonna make sure I got the right... Okay, yeah, I do. It's just my outline says Episode 3 and it's not true. okay. So we're going to, we just asked for feedback, but I'm going to say real quick, go to feedback@kylejohansson.us and send us an email about what you think about Obi-Wan Kenobi and all your theories and such. We're on Twitter and X. We're on Blue Sky, YouTube. You can find us in all those places. You'll hear more here in a little bit after we go through the episode. But episode 2 of Obi-Wan Kenobi aired on May 26, 2022. And this one was only 42 minutes long. Again, Deborah Chow was the director. And we have the same three writers. Joby Harold, Hossein Amini, Stuart Beatty. I think Stuart may be different. Stuart Beatty is a different one. And again, this is 9 before the Battle of Yavin. All right. Crap. This is the wrong stuff because it's got stuff from episode 3 on it.
Oh, that's not good.
Okay. I can do this. This will take a second.
I forgot how it starts out. It starts out live with action. Him, right?
Yeah, he's on the ship or something like that. Let's see.
Yeah. He's on the transport ship.
I don't know how I got that in there wrong, but whatever. Part 2. So again, both of these episodes were aired on the same day. So Obi-Wan is heading to Dayu on his transport to find Leia, Princess Leia Organa, and bring her back to her parents, Bail and Bria Organa. Obi-Wan doesn't know where to go, so he asks a man on the streets of Dayu. And the man's like, are you crazy? There's no signals and stuff. How can you track a ship when there's no signals going in and out? They're all blocked here. So it makes it impossible for Kenobi to track Nukuru's ship. So he suddenly encounters a homeless trooper while he's begging for his master to give him a sign or something.
He's looking for a credit for a meal or something, right?
Yeah, the trooper is looking for a credit. And yeah, this is, and
it was the blue markings. Is that that Cody? No. Cody was the orange, right?
Yeah. So the blue are troopers from the 501st Legion, which is the one who attacked the temple along with Darth Vader.
Yeah, they were Anakin's Legion, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I can't remember. I never can remember the commanders. Commander Cody and Commander Wolf. What's the other one?
And, I don't know either. I don't remember either.
Well, it just,
I always forget that one too.
Because I figured he would like recognize Obi-Wan. And he didn't act like he knew who he was.
Well, I think he's just a random trooper too, so maybe he never actually met him.
Maybe, but I would have thought he like would have I guess maybe he didn't meet him and he just looks so grizzled after 10 years that he doesn't recognize him. So,
Could be. Obi-Wan was pretty popular, or a lot of people knew about him. So who knows? And Kenobi's like, oh, this reminds me of the past, and he eventually drops a credit in the trooper's helmet. And he brushes past two active stormtroopers who are barking out orders to pedestrians, and a girl, yeah, step aside, go back to your business, go away, clear the area. And then a pink-haired girl named Tetha Grigg approaches Kenobi, offering to sell him a variety of spice, including Kessel Pure, Glitter Stim, and Flutian spice.
Spice.
Yeah, which is the drug of choice at this time period, I guess. It's just a generic word too, so it could be anything. Spice could be any kind of drug, I guess. Kenobi claims that he is looking for his kidnapped daughter on the planet, and the girl is pessimistic about Kenobi finding his daughter. He says that once they get here, they never leave.
And she
And
was
take
someone's daughter.
she was yeah she was someone's daughter who ended up on Dayu and is never hasn't left yet, has no way to leave and doesn't think she ever will, but she takes pity on Kenobi and gives him a free sample of spice, because of his loss of his daughter, and she says, you'll come back for more once you tasted this. Then a dark-skinned boy named Jako approaches Kenobi, telling him that there's a Jedi who helps people. Kenobi responds that the Jedi are all gone. Jako offers to take him to this guy for the right price. Meanwhile, a hooded man named Haji Estra leads a woman and her son, Corrin, into a courtyard with cages. And they climb in there for safe, claiming that they're in there safely. The hooded man removes his hood and seemingly uses the force to summon a comm link. He contacts Gates 3C for a spaceport passenger check. A male contacts him, stating that it's a private channel, and the man claims he is doing a Jedi mind trick. I'm contacting you through my brain Jedi force crap. And he tells the respondent's mother that there's a child and a mother that need to go to Gate 3C and they need to travel to Corellia. The woman believes the force is strong with Haji and thanks him for protecting her force sensitive son from the Galactic Empire. The mother gives him some credits and promises she will never forget him. After he says, hey, gimme.
Yeah, don't forget there was an exchange here.
Mother gives credits, promises never to forget him, and Haji tells her to forget him since his safety depends on it. Kenobi watches Haji in the background as the cash is transferred and he tells the respondents he's on his way. And then Kenobi sneaks up on Haji and says, hey, what's up with these tricks? He has a girl that's been kidnapped and needs help rescuing her. Haji says, I'm a Jedi. I can help you for a few credits. And Kenobi asks his price. He wants to charge 500 credits to locate the girl and 300 credits to take him with her. And he offers to show Kenobi a few tricks in return for 1,000 credits. When Haji attempts to impress Kenobi with his knowledge of the Force, Kenobi exposes him as a fraud using remotes and magnets to feign telekinesis.
Ooh,
He says,
fraud.
you got magnets up there and remotes over here and you're all just crazy.
Magic show.
As Kenobi removes the magnets at gunpoint, he chastises Haji for taking advantage of their plight. Haji attempts fleecing customers, admits fleecing customers, but insists that he got them somewhere safe. Haji asks if he's going to tell anyone. Kenobi replies that depends on what he tells him and prompts Haji to ask if he's a bounty hunter or not. Asking Kenobi if he's a bounty hunter.
Nope.
Cornered, Haji agrees to help Kenobi find the missing girl, and Haji offers to lead him into the sewers, but warns Kenobi that he believes he will never get in. A disgusting Kenobi enters the makeshift laboratory where he causes a glass tank to explode. He causes some sort of reaction, but we see him staring at some spice, so I thought at that point that he was going to steal some for some reason. And he creates a distraction and allows him to slip through the door, where he is confronted by a Zabarak and a human worker who query about his presence. Why are you here?
What are you doing?
Kenobi fights them, and they both put up a fierce fight. Kenobi manages to subdue them and forces the human worker to reveal where the girl is being held.
Ooh.
Oh. Kenobi finds a cell where she's finds a hooded figure who believes to be the princess. However, it turns out to be a derelict droid serving as a decoy. Uh-oh. A
Yeah, about
trap.
that. The oldest trick in the book.
Kenobi is captured by Nukuru and the green-skinned alien, and a couple other associates who restrain him. Nukuru enters the room, expressing surprise that a Jedi could fall for this trap. He mocks Kenobi for risking everything for a little brat before
Stop that.
kicking him to the ground. Nukuru plays with Kenobi's lightsaber, saying that the third sister was right about him, and he believes that he and his associates will get rich from Kenobi's capture. Kenobi demands to know where Leia is, but Nukuru dismisses him as a mere man who bleeds. You're bleeding from all this fighting, and it's all getting all over my floor, he says, basically. Kenobi replies that everyone bleeds before he drops a vial of red spice, and it blinds all the mercenaries in the room. He takes the opportunity to escape and locks the kidnappers in his own cell. Da-da!
Oh, I don't think they
Super.
got any brownies when they were in the cell.
Surprise!
Gonna get their munchies.
Meanwhile, the third sister is approaching the sewers and brushes several patrons aside. Kenobi finds Leia, who initially puts up a fight, and Kenobi tells her that her father sent him, and he's here to rescue her. When Leia asks why she should trust him, she says that she prefers to stay in her cell. And he leads her out in the sewers in the streets of Dayu, and Kenobi tells her to keep her head down. Elsewhere, Nukuru and his associates struggle with the effects of the spice. They're a little high. It looks like they're like, hee hee hee. Look at my hand. It's floating.
They got the munchies.
The third sister shows up and angrily demands to know where Kenobi is. While Kenobi and Leia change out their clothes, Leia realizes he is a Jedi because she sees his lightsaber. Says, "You're a Jedi? What?" While noting his unkempt appearance, Kenobi tells Leia that they have to head to the spaceport and reach the last transport. Leia insists on going, but Kenobi tells her that she is risking his life being here and instructs Leia to cooperate. She's not going, is what she insists. Meanwhile, the Grand Inquisitor, along with the fifth brother, fourth sister, confront the third sister. She like walks into the Inquisitor's conference room.
The round
And
table.
basically the third guy is like, hey, that's my seat too. No, that's not it. That's later. The Reva counters that she is done worse than kidnapping before to find other Jedi. The fifth brother protests even more, and she tells the Inquisitors that she found a link between Kenobi and Bail Organa in the archives and used Leia as bait to lure him out of hiding. The Grand Inquisitor is furious. Arr!
How do you know
And
that?
that Reva disobeyed his orders and is defiant. The fifth brother accuses Reva of trying to curry favor with the superiors, while the Grand Inquisitor reminds her that she is the least of them. She's on the bottom of the pile. The Padawan reminds the third sister of her lowly origins, which is, I don't know what that girl is, but she's a female, I don't know, assistant or helper or whatever. I don't know what it is, but
She looks like one of the ones that has like the little things that come off their head, but they're not as big.
yeah.
I'm trying to think of the job of the Hutt guy, like has the
Tentacles or whatever. Yeah.
But do we have a is she second sister or what? Do we have a title for her?
No, we don't. We don't because I think she is more of a an associate of some sort. She's not necessarily, there's
One
no,
of
they don't give a name, a title kind of thing for her.
the okay.
They just call her Purian. What is that? Oh, it's a special type of creature, I guess. Purans were long-limbed humanoids. Anyway, Reva is defiant. She accuses the Grand Inquisitor of failing. Yeah, failure, and the Grand Inquisitor orders them to secure the city and vows to capture Kenobi himself. So I'm going to show you how to get it done. He reveals Reva, relieves Reva of her duties, and warns that she will be disciplined for going rogue. The Inquisitor departs with the other Inquisitors. However, a defiant Reva places a bounty on Kenobi, which draws the attention on local bounty hunters and criminals. Everybody's screens beeping and saying, "Hey, there's a bounty that you can get right away."
It's like the
It's
scene out
apparent.
of John Wick.
Yeah. And it's apparently a pretty good amount because everybody's paying attention to it. It draws attention. She contacts Nukuru and his associates, explaining that about her plan to draw Kenobi out of hiding so she can deal with him. Across Dayu City, several bounty hunters and criminals receive an alert. Realizing this, the situation has deteriorated, Kenobi buys Leia a green cape and tells her to pretend they are a farming ant family from Tall. So while walking through the market, Kenobi advises Leia to keep a low profile and to prove that she asks him to prove that he is a Jedi. And Leia asks Kenobi to produce his lightsaber and, fight with his lightsaber and show it off. And Kenobi says no.
Make her
Leia
float.
tries, then she tries to convince him to levitate her. Hey, make me float up in the air. I want to float. And he's unwilling to expose his cover to the Empire. When Leia asks his name, he tells her that his name is Ben and insists that she must trust him. Leia reluctantly reveals that she is 10 years old, prompting Kenobi to quip that she does not speak like a 10-year-old because she's been educated a little too much.
Yeah. She's got to be a
Meanwhile,
little
and
snot.
yeah, little snot. Meanwhile, Jako informs Haji that about the bounty on Kenobi and the girl, and he says, "Ooh, we made a mistake, didn't we? That's a lot of money." Haji decides to join the hunt for Kenobi. While walking through the narrow streets, Kenobi is accosted by a human bounty hunter but knocks the man unconscious. Elsewhere in the city, the Grand Inquisitor orders the fifth brother to lock down the city and to dispatch a garrison within an hour. And we see those troops walking through the city, and I guess a garrison is about 12 troops, 12 individuals, because it's not that many from what we saw. He re-emphasizes the importance of capturing Kenobi, describing him as an exceptional target and an ember of a bygone era. The fourth sister brings a captured bounty hunter and reveals that Reva has posted a bounty on Kenobi. Uh-oh, Reva's acting up again. Reva is surveying the area from a high building. Because she knows there's going to be some sort of fight with blasters and stuff, so she's like, where's it at? I'm going to go right to it.
She's a lady.
While hiding in an alleyway, Leia tends to her damaged droid companion, Lola, and she tells Kenobi that she was damaged by the kidnappers. Kenobi reassures her that he will let her parents know that she is safe and will be home by nightfall. Leia tells Kenobi that he can't just call her, he can just call her Leia instead of, princess or whatever. Kenobi 10 inspects the bounty hunter's hologram, and Leia notices the hologram and believes that he lied to her. Hey, you lied to me. She thinks the kidnappers kidnapped her as means of luring Kenobi out of hiding, which, pretty smart of her to think that, right?
Yeah.
Leia questions whether her father actually sent him and if he is the real kidnapper. Kenobi pleads with Leia to trust him, stating that he is an old friend of her father's, and Leia does not believe him and starts to run away
Get away from
across the
me.
top of
Get
the
away.
buildings. Jumping across buildings and whatever. And she gets into the marketplace. She dives under lumber, navigates through an animal auction, runs into a path of a masked bounty hunter who is hunting for Kenobi. He demands to know Kenobi's whereabouts, but Kenobi shoots him down. Pew, pew. Kenobi starts a fight with another gray-skinned humanoid. He follows Leia, but she tells him to leave her alone. She climbs a ladder while the Inquisitors lead stormtroopers into the marketplace. Leia reaches the roof and flees across several buildings with Kenobi in pursuit. He says, "Leia,
Stop.
Leia." Tredar Volk attempts to shoot Kenobi, and Kenobi shoots back. But the gunshots alert Reva, who leaps over several buildings with a single bound. Kind of like,
So she like
what?
she knocks one of the
Superman?
tower things over with force stuff and runs over it and then jumps and
Yep.
swings and does all kinds of like funky stuff.
Yep. She's, uh,
She has the
she's,
force.
she's desperate to get to Kenobi. Okay, and Kenobi is dodging fire from Volk, who is joined by another droid bounty hunter. One Jack is the name of that bounty hunter.
Gotcha.
Meanwhile, Reva uses the force to eclipse an antenna tower, So she can run across it, like you said. Kenobi manages to shoot Volk, and against Kenobi's warning, Leia tries to jump over another building that appears to be too far. He says, "No, don't do it. It's too wide." But she jumps and clings to a cable, but loses her grip, and Kenobi is forced to use the Force to cushion her fall. And suddenly she's like, "What?" She drops to the ground lightly. Several pedestrians witness Kenobi's display of Force power, and Kenobi's decision to save Leia's life convinces her that he is a genuine Jedi. You are a Jedi.
They do exist.
Kenobi and Leia eventually reach the spaceport, only to learn that the authorities have canceled all incoming travel and are scanning passengers. The spaceport is guarded by stormtroopers and inquisitors. When asked by Leia, Kenobi explains that many of the inquisitors are former Jedi who turned to the dark side of the Force. Leia questions why the Imperials would target a Jedi like him, and the two are surprised by one Jack, but Haji shoots the bounty hunter droid. Phew! Where'd he
One
come from?
shot.
Thinking that Haji has come to hunt him down, Kenobi pleads him to let him go, to let him let Leia go, and Haji tells Kenobi about the second escape route, a fully automated cargo pod, and he tells them to go to Transport 8, which will take them to Mapuzu, Mazu something. Starts with an M and ends with an O. And there's a Z in there somewhere.
Mom is ready to go home. I'm by the way to my home.
Mapuzu, I don't know.
Yeah. Moto Yoto.
He claims that there are people there that can help him and will be waiting. Kenobi does not trust Haji because, you know, he's a fake Jedi.
Yeah.
He attempts, Haji attempts, admits that his he has a checkered record and is motivated by credits. However, Haji tells Kenobi that he is trying to make amends and offers Kenobi a card containing some coordinates. When Kenobi asks if Haji can be trusted, Haji tells him to trust him and reassures Kenobi that he is not alone. And Haji agrees to buy Kenobi and Leia enough time to escape. So he's going to cause some trouble and cause a distraction.
He's going to slow the enemy down.
Meanwhile, the Grand Inquisitor interrogates Nukuru with a double-bladed spinning lightsaber, and I think he gets killed. We hear him scream too. He's like,
Yeah.
"Ah!"
We hear the.
Nukuru, he says he doesn't know anything, and the Grand Inquisitor strikes him down with a nasty spinning blade thing. Meanwhile, Reva meets Haji in the alleyway. Haji says that he is a Jedi, but Reva is not interested.
I'm who you've been looking for.
But
Hey,
Reva's
baby.
not interested and attempts to block. Haji attempts to block Reva, but she realizes that he is no Jedi and kind of throws him against the wall. Reva questions him about Kenobi, but Haji claims he is the only Jedi around. Reva uses the Force to hurl him against the wall, and he's got an outline on the wall of his body. But he remains defiant, and she insists on using a mind probe to obtain Kenobi's whereabouts. So she finds out where he's at. Following Haji's instructions, Kenobi and Leia arrive at the cargo port. Kenobi doesn't trust Haji, but Leia thinks they should accept help. Given their recent adventures, Kenobi says that Leia reminds him of someone who was fearless and stubborn. She says, "I'm not stubborn." He says, "Yes, you are." Leia asks if her friend was a Jedi, and Kenobi describes her as a leader who died a long time ago. Yep,
Bummer.
that'd be Padme.
Okay, moving on.
Yep, he's sad and everything there.
Yeah.
Before they can proceed, Reva enters the cargo port. Kenobi and Leia hide behind some crates, and he tells her to go first while he prepares to fight Reva. Leia enters the cargo shuttle and activates it using the starter key which Haji gave. Reva attempts to lure Kenobi out of hiding, declaring she will bring him to Darth Vader. She adds that Anakin is alive
Oh
and has been looking for Kenobi for a long time.
my
And that Anakin is basically Vader.
God. What?
He's alive. I've been feeling guilty this whole time about killing him, and he's still alive. My
What?
best friend is still alive.
Why haven't we got together?
Exactly. However, she is interrupted by the Grand Inquisitor, who has enough of her insubordination. Reva says that she has found Kenobi,
That's
but the
not
Grand Inquisitor responds that he cannot risk her losing him again. He orders the younger Inquisitor to move aside, but she stabs him in the stomach. Ugh. While Reva gloats over her wounded superior, Kenobi joins Leia inside the cargo shuttle, which powers up. As the shuttle departs, a frustrated Reva vows that the Empire will find him.
You can't escape.
Inside the shuttle, Kenobi senses a disturbance in the Force. Leia notices and he is distressed and elsewhere. And we see Lord Vader awake from a submerged Bacta tank. He wakes up and the breathing apparatus sounds just like Darth Vader, even though he's underwater, right? That's when
Yeah,
the credits roll.
it's like Hey, so I did notice this though, like so both his arms were cut off, and I don't remember the second one. Like so I remember him cutting off the one, right? But what happened to the other one?
The other one was cut off early on. Because you remember when he's with Padme, he's holding her hand with his droid hand.
Oh yeah. And
So
then,
Kenobi cuts off his arm and his other legs.
yeah, cuts off his legs. Okay, that's right. I'd forgotten about that because I just remember him losing one hand, which later on we know that Luke loses a hand too. But I didn't remember the second one being cut off. But that's right. It was at Mustafar where they had the fight scene when he cut his legs off too. When he did the high ground thing, you have the high ground and he jumps and he cuts his legs off.
And I think I sent you guys, maybe I didn't, a link to it, but there was an article I read this week that talked about that particular scene,
Yeah.
and the scene was actually longer, and it was supposed to be different than what happened.
Really?
Yeah, he wasn't supposed to, that wasn't supposed to be the point where he cut off his legs or something like that. And it was the reasoning that Anakin did it because he believed he was more powerful than Kenobi and could get over him high enough to avoid him. And
Yeah.
obviously he didn't expect Kenobi to chop his legs off.
Well, it was on a slope too, so higher elevation. He didn't pay attention during geometry class. He miscalculated the sine and cosine. No, that was a great way to end that though, him in the back of the tank, like seeing him like with his eyes. But then we also, like we were saying in the first episode, like she makes the connection between Anakin Skywalker and Obi-Wan. Like she knows She knows they knew one another, but she also knows who Anakin Skywalker is.
Right.
So, like, because at that point, really nobody knew that, right? Like, nobody knew that Darth Vader would have been Anakin.
No.
Palpatine would have known, and Obi-Wan would have known, and
Yeah.
that really would have been about it, right?
Well, Bail Organa probably knew.
Well,
And Yoda
but
knew.
yeah, I guess. But does Bail know? I mean, Bail just thinks he was Anakin and he died. Like, does he know at that point, or do they discover like later down the road, or do we know? Like, to me, in my mind, I think like nobody really knows the connection between the two as one. Like, they still view them as two separate people. They haven't made the, I mean, later
I agree.
as
I agree.
events are
Most people don't
happening,
know.
people are connecting the two, or the story gets out, I guess, maybe that's who it is.
I would say most people had no idea.
Okay.
And they probably still don't know, even though Reva, is kind of saying it to Kenobi. She's not saying it to everybody. She's just saying it to him, right?
And she's just done that with all of her research, which, we find out later why. Like, we know why she's researching that, like at the time, we don't really necessarily know. We assume, or we're led to believe, that she's researching because she wants to find Kenobi, and she's got some vendetta or some reason, to find him for Vader. But we discover, down the road, that's not the case. But at this point, that's what we think, that she's doing everything to discover Kenobi to help Vader or whatever.
Or to improve her
Curry favor
status.
for, yeah, curry favor for herself. Like, if she can
Exactly.
find Kenobi, then she can, not be the bottom on the totem pole with Inquisitors.
Exactly.
So, I don't know, pretty good episode. It didn't bounce around as much. Like, the first one, we were at this place, and then we were here, and then we were back here, and then we were here, and then we were here, and then we're someplace else, and then we're back here, and then we're back there. It didn't, the
Yeah,
setting
the
was a
first
little
one
bit
took a
more
while
consistent.
getting going.
Consistent
Yeah.
setting.
Yeah, and this mostly was we followed Kenobi and Leia the whole time almost. We didn't jump around a lot. And of course the Inquisitors and such, and I think we'll find out later that the Grand Inquisitor is not really dead. If I remember right. Whoops. Whoops.
Spoiler.
So yeah, so that was pretty good. Yeah, we're doing not too bad on time here either, so
Well, like,
let's.
the episode was to set up that Leia doesn't necessarily trust him. She doesn't believe that, like, he is who he says he is. Because, she would have grown up knowing that the Jedi were, not good or whatever, and they'd been wiped out and whatnot, but at the same token, with her upbringing, that the Jedi aren't bad.
Yeah,
The
but
propaganda with the Jedi is not, but she knows what happened.
yeah, I'm sure she's been educated about it in history class or whatever you call it, but I know like you're saying, her dad Bail would have kind of said, hey, some of that's not true. This is what happened. I was there.
For sure.
The Jedi aren't as bad as they say they are, and it's all propaganda and Palpatine's evil, stuff like that.
Well, I don't know if he
Sure.
would have said that just yet, but like, he probably would have started to start saying some things after this. Like, I don't know. It's a really good way, and the whole series is, as we'll talk about later as the episodes, but like, it gives us, to me, it's Obi-Wan Kenobi is the name, but it's more focus on her as the character. Like, I think the purpose, is to tell us about her. He's just kind of the main character to go about doing that. That's how I see it. So, unlike the Solo movie, like it was all about Solo because it was about him and what he did. This is about Obi-Wan, but it's more about the aspect of Leia. Now,
And people were skeptical when this was first proposed and talked about because they thought it was going to be another Luke Skywalker story. And I think because of that backlash in the beginning, they decided to go a different direction and go with Leia. Because they probably would have went with Luke Skywalker and stuff and had something to do with that, but everybody had already seen nine movies and
Well,
more.
but who's to say that episode two or season two of Obi-Wan doesn't put a little bit more focus on Luke, and then Leia's
True.
kind of in the background as a few years pass. We don't know.
Could be.
So.
They definitely, there's definitely been a lot of talk about a season two. There's nothing official. But Ewan McGregor is persistent on saying that he is willing to do a season two whenever they ask him to.
I would go for it. Two thumbs up.
I really like this series as a whole too. I think as it goes along, it gets better. I mean, we'll see in
Oh.
episode three, there's a couple good fight scenes in there that
Absolutely.
I like a lot, and
Well,
we learn more about the path, as they call it.
Well, and we learn also more about the because we learn about Darth, and so like there's a lot of the history part that like I guess this maybe canonizes some stuff, that people like me who aren't 100% in the know now kind of have a little bit more of, oh, okay, that makes sense. There's something solid concrete that I can refer back to and go, that's what happened.
Yeah, and I don't know how what if you noticed it. It's actually in the third episode though, but I don't know if you noticed it, but the castle that Darth Vader's in is supposed to be on Mustafar where he had the battle. But apparently, according to legend or whatever, it is he built the castle right on the area that he was attacked by Kenobi, and the river that was they were floating on is the one that goes through the middle of the castle and you see dripping down over the cliff. That's the
Well, I just
exact spot, supposedly, so he can
All right.
remember everything,
Well, I find it a little ironic that that's where his home base is where like, but I mean, that's where he went through his change from, he no longer
Right.
was a Jedi to the dark side,
Exactly.
metaphorically and physically. So.
Exactly. All right, let me push this one here. We talked briefly about feedback at the beginning, but I'm going to give you some more details. So feedback@kylesrhanson.us is our email address. You can use that, or you can go to our website, which should be listed around here somewhere. And there's a link there to fill out a form, which gets sent to that email address. And then we're on Twitter and X at super underscore duper dot underscore pod. We're on Blue Sky at Rebel Alliance Briefing Room, all one word. And we're on YouTube. We have video and audio, excuse me, video and audio there as well. Hopefully we'll be getting the videos going again pretty soon. But you can leave comments anywhere there. You can tell us how good we're doing, how bad we're doing. You've got a different opinion about something, just let us know. Give us all the thoughts you've got. Anything else you want to bring up, Rick?
Nope, liking the series.
Yeah, it's a
Give it
good
a.
series. It's one of my favorites. I think Andor's pretty good. And I don't know if Kenobi lives up to Andor. I did like I said, some of the stuff that happens later on in the series. But it's totally different than Andor. You know, like Andor, like you told me before, is like politics and such, and this is more of a emotional and about people and such, and Kenobi and how he's dealing with after Order 66.
Well, this one is more like a character build. Like,
Right.
like it's a, I don't want to use character filler, but it's like a builder. Like it, like, like we said, we learn more about Leia, we learn more about Obi, and let's just be honest. At the end of the episode, we see Darth, so we know we're going to learn about, Darth. So we got three major players in the entire, yeah, we don't learn about that guy yet. He wouldn't even have been born yet, would he? Or yeah, he would have. Yeah, he would have been born. So, but we learned about like some major characters. And we're getting a little backstory on them, like,
Yeah, and I wanted to
Papa.
point out that Reva, the Reva third sister, whatever they call her, is a brand new character. She's never been in any other books or anything. She's a brand new character.
Well, and so we, I don't want to say just yet, but is it episode. Episode three is when we find out more about her background, right? Because we don't, we, is it episode three or is it episode four?
I think it's after three. Three is more Darth Vader stuff.
Okay, maybe it's four, then we learn about like her background. So I don't want to say too much just yet, but like, yeah.
You know, they get basically three is the episode where they get on that planet and the weird guy with the fingers for face thing.
Freckle or Freddy or
Freck,
friends. I
yeah.
don't know.
Freck's his name, yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Little funny guy. And
Yeah.
there's that, and then Darth Vader shows up or something like that on their way out of town.
Yeah, I don't want to say too much just because I don't want to spoil it until we get there, but we learn a little bit more about her background, but. But it was pretty cool that the opening scene, and going back to episode one, the opening scene was Order 66. So he would have
Yes.
been alive because we know Grogu was at the temple.
Right.
So Grogu would have been escaping the temple at the same time as those younglings were being, led to safety across that Skywalker, whatever. So, and we know Anakin is there. Obi-Wan is still with Padme at that time, right?
Yes.
That's when she's given birth is during that period, right?
Well, there's also a period of time after the temple has been attacked that they go back and discover the footage and stuff. Him and Yoda.
That's right. She hasn't given birth yet, but he had been to visit her.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. I'm trying to keep in my mind the timeline. So, okay,
And
gotcha.
there is also the birth and all that stuff too, and all that happens. It's like, 2 or 3 days after or something.
No, it was a good episode, good series. You're right, it does get better as we go. So the next couple episodes are really good.
I agree. I agree. All right. Well, let's just get out of here then. How about that?
Sounds good to me, my man.
Thank you for listening to the Rebel Alliance Briefing Room Podcast. Please visit our website where you can play current and past episodes. That's https://rabrkylejohansson.us. That's RABR dot KAILEJOHANSEN dot US. On the left-hand side is a navigation menu. You can use this to learn how to load the Rebel Alliance Briefing Room podcast on your Android or Apple phone and tablet. And we have direct links to our podcast on Apple and Google Podcast. Please participate by connecting to our social media, answering questions of the week, or submitting feedback directly from the site. Again, all of these are available at the Rebel Alliance Briefing Room website at rabr.kaileojohansen.us. This podcast in no way is approved, sponsored, or owned by Lucasfilms Ltd., Disney, Disney Plus, or any of its subsidiaries. All opinions are solely owned by Kyle and or Scott, and in no way express the views or opinions of their past or present employers. Views and opinions are not supported or restricted by Lucasfilms Ltd., Disney, Disney Plus, or any of its subsidiaries. Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or any or other use of this podcast and its affiliate sites without consent of Super Duper Podcast Network and its host is prohibited.
Prohibited.
I am Kyle John Johansson, and this is Andrew Scott Sutton. Say goodbye now.
No, Andrew. He's probably still on his meds. Hopefully he's doing better. I haven't heard much from him in the last couple days, but we've got Rick and Rick's a good part of our team as well. So goodbye then.